hope you had a good weekend. I did. I hope you did. Country is in danger. If you look at the southern border, you realize that my charge, and not only mine, many, that the left wants open borders, which means no country, was completely valid. And the naive, the lying, the foolish, who said, oh, Democrats never said that they're for open borders. And I read that, I read that, and I heard that, and I realized that the human condition is somewhat pathetic. They didn't say it, therefore they're not for it. They're doing it, but they didn't say it. Oh, I see. That's what I'm supposed to believe. How many have come in now from Haiti in the last week? Was 16,000 or something? And then the FAA bans drones from photographing, videoing what is happening. Are you aware of that? If you watch Tucker Carlson, you're certainly aware of it. The government is corrupt because it's run by the Democrats. And I have no patience intellectually or morally for those who say, well, Republicans are no better. Really? Republicans are no better? Wow. You know how long I heard from people, oh, both parties, a plague on both parties. Fascinating silliness. All it reflected was the unwillingness of the person who said that to take a stand. There's no difference. Our border, for example, had the same issues when the Republicans under Donald Trump were in charge. He wanted and tried and started to build a wall. A wall blocks people from coming in. It maintains the ability of a society to grow much more naturally and in a way that serves its citizens. How many people can we take in? Answer, as many as it takes to keep the Democrats in power forever. That is the only criterion. Why hasn't Governor Abbott called in the National Guard in Texas? Do you have an answer? Maybe somebody listening in Texas or anywhere can answer that question for me. I'll tell you this. I will ask it this week. I will be spending the rest of the week, well, next few days in Texas. And I will be then in Chattanooga. Is my Chattanooga speech open to the public? Let's find out, because I'd like to announce it if it is. Why hasn't he done that? Would Joe Biden, the incompetent, corrupt tyrant who runs this country, would he stop it? Would he send in troops to fight the National Guard? It's hard to imagine. It is truly hard to imagine. So why is he not doing it? Anyway, we'll find out. We'll try to find out. Let's put it that way. And welcome to the show. Did I even say my name is Dennis Prager? No, I didn't. Hi, everybody. That's who I am. I'm preparing a list of questions to ask proponents of mandates, a new term in America, mandates. Washington Post today editorialized that people should be banned from travel if they haven't been vaccinated. What percentage of pilots have not been vaccinated? I would love to find out. Would the Washington Post want them banned from travel too? And flight attendants who haven't been vaccinated? You know this is not about health. You realize that. It's all about power. Has anybody documented anybody dying as a result of flying in an airplane? Has anybody documented one person? Millions, millions have flown. Where are the dead bodies? Let's say there's one. Let's say there's 100. Still, we're talking about a ratio so tiny. What were the ages if there were 100? And if there wasn't one, to the best of my knowledge, but I'm just saying. Did you see the Emmys? These people couldn't be closer to one another if they tried in a sealed tent, but it was outdoors. And I'll bet you the vast majority of these lefties in Hollywood are for mandates. It's not about health. They would be wearing masks. They would have social distancing, right? If they really believed anything they said about the virus, wouldn't they have sat far apart from one another? Wouldn't they have worn masks? The issue, as I have said so often, with Gavin Newsom having his dinner during the lockdown and the closing of restaurants in California was not that he's a hypocrite. That is, of course he's a hypocrite, but that is of no interest to me. It's that it's clear he doesn't believe what he says. I always ask that about the left. They believe their lies. Most of the time, or much of the time, they do. But in this case, they clearly don't, nor did Nancy Pelosi. Right? Did Nancy Pelosi believe that you needed to wear masks? Otherwise, it was a threat to one's life. But she went to a sneakily opened hair salon during that time with no mask on. It's a terrible period in American life where the lie and the fraud is the norm. The vehicle is COVID. Pfizer has now announced that, what is it, kids 6 and up should get the vaccine? Or was it 5?
5.
You're not a good parent if you give your 5-year-old a vaccine. You're not a good parent if you insist that your child of 2 be masked. Sorry. You may be a wonderful person, well-intentioned. Intentions are meaningless in life. That's what happens when you grow up. You realize that your meaning well means nothing. It's doing good, not meaning well, that matters in life. Yes. English Opera fires 14 white musicians for having the wrong skin color, PJ Media. 14 musicians with the English Touring Opera, some of whom have been performing for the company for 20 years, have been fired because of the color of their skin, claiming they are following diversity guidance from Arts Council England, ETO, English Touring Opera, has informed the white musicians that they will not be offered contracts for the 2022 season. Though the positions are technically freelance, many of the musicians consider the work a permanent gig. And that's the headline, and that's the story from PJ Media. They're white. I'm silent to let it sink in. But that's not considered racist because, as I learned in college, only whites could be racist. So anything done against whites because they're white cannot, by definition, of colleges and the left, which owns the colleges, be considered racist. You might have thought otherwise, but that is not the case. There was a headline in the arts section of the New York Times last week. So they have the section, I'm talking about the print edition, which we receive at the show. The print edition has what's inside. And on the very top of the front page of the arts section are three. They feature three articles with a picture and a description. Here's one from last week. An authentically effeminate male hero is radical. That's what boys in America need. An authentically effeminate male hero. Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. John McWhorter has a piece in the New York Times, one of the only non-leftists they publish. What is it about the University of Wisconsin and race, he begins. University of Wisconsin is a crackpot university, my friends. Most universities are. University of Wisconsin stands out as particularly stupid. It's been a long time. It's not. This is not new, but it's reached new lows. The administration's recent decision, do you remember this one, my friends? I don't know if I covered it. Did I cover it? I don't think so. To move a rock because a journalist referred to it with the N-word almost 100 years ago was goofy enough. This is what he writes. It's beyond goofy, of course. Is that really? That's what happened? I didn't remember. Somebody used the N-word almost 100 years ago to describe the rock? How did they know? How could a rock be offensive? That's the University of Wisconsin. One of my favorite people, Alain Lambert. In fact, he's done a PragerU video. He's a Quebecer. He's from Montreal. And he wrote to me a very important little thing after hearing, I don't know, either a fireside chat or a broadcast. And what he wrote was, a big part of the problem in America is people have too much time on their hands. And especially young people. That was proven during the riots of 2020. People had nothing to do, literally nothing to do. So their already meaningless lives of the secular masses had overflown with boredom. The secular masses, I will get back to that later. If you don't understand how destructive the death of Judeo-Christian values is, you're either you're either a leftist or a naive conservative. Certainly true about the naive conservatives. But the left is aware, that's why they make war on it. They are aware that that's their great battle on Judeo-Christian values. Taking God seriously, not believing in God. Believing in God means nothing on its own. It means nothing, absolutely nothing. It's a butler in heaven for most people. God who makes moral demands, gives meaning to life. A lot of other things involved. God who gave the Ten Commandments in particular. Anyway, people have a lot of time on their hands in the United States. If you have to work very hard, very many hours, you can't get upset over a rock that was referred to with a racial slur 100 years ago, or for that matter, yesterday. Right? You're too busy. But students aren't busy. They're bored out of their minds. How many courses on American evil can you take? They're bored. Well, that I've written. That I even have an essay on, a column on that. What is my equation? Boredom plus secularism plus affluence equals leftism. That's my equation. Too much time on their hands because the country's too damn affluent for people to know what to do if they're not committed to America and, for that matter, to their religion. So the University of Wisconsin, where people pay good money to have their kids be taught by fools, this week a group including alumni, faith leaders cracks me up. No leftist bothers me as much as a pseudo-religious leftist. It's like people used the Bible to defend slavery. People use the Bible to defend leftism. That's what it is. And the NAACP wrote to University of Wisconsin officials asking them to repeal the tarring and... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, my fault. They didn't write to them to do bad. They wrote to them to do good. Right? To repeal the tarring and feathering of the alumnus, the renowned actor Frederick March. Oh, okay. I apologize. Caught that fast. I'll do it again. This week, a group including alumni, faith leaders, actors, and the NAACP, I have to admit, I fell into a trap. When I saw a letter of alumni, faith leaders, actors, the NAACP, I did not expect it to defend what is right. I admit it. Asking them to repeal the tarring and feathering of an alumnus of the school, the renowned actor Frederick March. The letter, which was also sent to the Wisconsin governor, Tony Evers, and shared with me, decried the decisions to strip March's name from theaters on the Madison and Oshkosh campuses, which the writers blamed on social media rumor and grievously fact-free mistaken conclusions about Frederick March. March has been done a resounding wrong. I have no animus against the University of Wisconsin. I do, but I'm reading to you the column. But what we are seeing in these two sad episodes, the removal of the rock and the defenestration, that means throwing out the window, of March, is how anti-racist reckoning can, if done with proper caution, without proper caution, detour into mere posturing, even at the cost of justice. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and top picks on the best coins and bullion. As environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick at AmFed Coin and Bullion to find out more. I've been friends with Nick for years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. That's a very big statement, by the way. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com. What is my status on United Airlines? Very high status for many years. Near the very top. I'm trying to avoid United whenever I can. Their CEO is a leftist lowlife. He's announced that he would like to ban the unvaccinated from his airplanes because, as we know, the unvaccinated are killing people left and right on his airplanes. Man's sick. A bad, bad man runs United Airlines, and, of course, the people put up with it. the board and everybody else. United Airlines is the one that announced it will no longer be placing people in their air flight school based on competence, but based on race and gender. Half the places at the United Airlines pilot school will be reserved for people of color and women, which gives you great faith that only the best will make it, correct? They have announced they are not doing it based on quality, but based on race and gender. You still want to fly United? And if you don't, let them know why. I had a feel, if you would have asked me who'd be the first to volunteer to ban Americans from his airline. This is all political, by the way. Leftists know that most unvaccinated people, not all, but most, are conservative. It's all a power trip, and it's a way of taking revenge on the people they most hate, people like me. And if they have to do it in an extrajudicial manner, they will do it. I don't understand why courts are not flooded with suits with regard to all the mandates.
I think they are.
You think they are?
Yeah.
And what's happening?
Well, it takes time.
Takes time. Okay, I hope you're right. I hope United Airlines is sued out of business. I hope it has to pay damages to billions of Americans. What is it, about a third of this country is not vaccinated? Is that right? Yeah. It's a lot of people. I hope Nike goes out of business. I hope Disney goes out of business. I hope United Airlines goes out of business. I hope Verizon goes out of business. All big companies, virtually, I don't know of any exception, there might be. Virtually every big company hurts this country terribly. And some are worse than others, and I named some of them to you. Disney, is that amazing? How anything could be corrupted. Talking about anything could be corrupted, did you see AOC's dress at the Met Gala? Her dress. It's $30,000 a person to attend that. How did she attend it?
Free ticket.
Anyway, I don't care if she spent $30,000 to attend. I was just curious. What I am opposed to is what she and all leftists do. They do not leave any sphere of life untouched by politics, like Major League Baseball, like the NFL. Is the NFL still playing two anthems now before games? Still doing that? You don't know? I don't know either. Major League Baseball, didn't they have for some period BLM, Black Lives Matter, inscribed on the pitcher's mound? And Americans still watch baseball. That's depressing to me. Even some conservatives. So no area like late night comedy used to be a place where all Americans could just enjoy their last awake hours with Johnny Carson and the like. And for that matter, Jay Leno. And no longer. Now it's all political. So AOC goes to this ball, this Met Gala annual event, in a flowing dress, and the whole dress says, tax the rich. Right? Isn't that amazing? The dress she wore to the Met Gala had to be political. This is what gives these people meaning. They are at least as fanatical as the most fanatical religious people in America within the Jewish and Christian worlds. There might be more fanatical Islamists, but we'll talk about the Judeo-Christian world. That's it. Everything must be politicized. Tax the rich, AOC's dress. 1-8-PRAGER-776-877-243-7776. There's a reason Gun Owners of America is known as the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. From lobbying in the halls of Congress and the executive branch to battling in the courts, wherever your Second Amendment rights are being infringed, GOA and their grassroots army are there. GOA has never compromised on the Second Amendment in its 45-year history. GOA's mission is simple: to protect, defend, and restore the Second Amendment. GOA has a special offer for my listeners and a free gift. It's up to us to protect the Second Amendment. Please visit gunowners.org, gunowners.org/Prager to join in this important battle for liberty. That's gunowners.org/Prager. Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager here. The CEO, Scott Kirby, a villain in America, a bad man. I'm sure he means well, or at least he's, like every bad figure in history, he thinks that he means well. Name me a bad figure. I don't mean a bank robber. I mean talking about in the political realm, in the leadership realm, who thought that they're doing bad. That doesn't exist. So the fact that he has deluded himself into harming this country... He listen to what he said. This is reported from his Face the Nation. It's the CEO. Tell me if this makes sense to you. They quoted him verbatim. Face the Nation, September 19th, CBS News. Scott Kirby. I think the administration's doing a really admirable job of trying to find all the levers to push to get the whole country vaccinated. I think the administration's perspective has been that getting people vaccinated at work, it's a one-shot. What's a one-shot?
I think it sounds like he's just using an expression.
I know. What's the expression mean? It's like an easy thing to happen? Yeah. Okay. It's a one-shot, and you can really get a high percentage of the country, okay? As opposed to making it a burden on people that are vaccinated. Every time you get on a plane, a train, any kind of public transportation to prove that you're vaccinated. But that's exactly what he wants. Every time you get on a plane, a train, or any kind of public transportation, you have to prove you're vaccinated. Right? I mean, even if 90% of the country is vaccinated, he'll still want proof. Is he going to let the unvaccinated go unpunished? This is about punishment, folks, not safety. Nobody's dying on planes. And for the record, pilots don't wear masks in the cockpit. Masks are a farce. A total farce. It is disgraceful that medical authorities have placed a rabbit's foot as a health symbol. But there is no more credibility to the health profession. American Medical Association, American Pediatric Society. Oh, here, let me tell you about the American Pediatric Society. This is the people supposedly taking care of your kids. I got to find this. I'll find it for you by the next, 1 second. I might be able to do it right now. Yeah, here we go. Prager, I'm proud of you. So, a former dean of Harvard Medical School, Jeffrey Flier, noted recently, quote, this is a former dean of Harvard Medical School. You can't get higher in medical academia than Harvard Medical School. We lack credible evidence for benefits of masking kids age 2 to 5, despite what the American Academy of Pediatrics says. The people entrusted with taking care of children, the American Society of Pediatrics, is a farce. They're hurting. The Pediatrics Society is hurting children. They join, as I wrote myself here, the American Medical Association, the American Psychological Association, the American Psychiatric Association, the American Nurses Association, and a vast number of American physicians as being morally and scientifically corrupt. Everything the left touches, it ruins, and that includes the American Academy of Pediatrics. They really want you to mask 2 to 5 year olds? We shouldn't be masking 30 to 35 year olds, or there are 50 to 55 year olds, let alone 2 to 5. But so you'll say, oh, well, you're not a pediatrician. You're right. That's why I'm quoting the dean of Harvard Medical School. Is that okay? No matter how many scientists we bring to you, like the great Barrington statement, how many scientists was that? 1,000? It doesn't matter. People who believe in lockdowns and masks don't care how many scientists disagree. It doesn't matter how many times ivermectin saves lives. People want it banned for use in COVID. Every hospital that does not prescribe ivermectin and or hydroxychloroquine and zinc to patients that are sick with COVID is committing criminal activity. I have no doubt about that. None whatsoever. They are criminals in hospitals. Okay? If your relative died without the hospital prescribing any therapeutics, only giving a ventilator, for example, your hospital may have killed, that hospital may have killed your relative. That they didn't allow you to even visit your relative is just part of the sickness, the moral, heartless sickness at the heart of modern American medicine. That's all it is. I never spoke this way in my life. My own brother's a physician, a wonderful man. But truth is truth. American medical profession has disgraced itself. Pediatric Society wants you to mask 2-year-olds. Wow. It's breathtaking. The whole thing is breathtaking. Yep. Mike in El Segundo, California. Hello.
Dennis, there's another very big reason I would not fly United Airlines. And this is a number of years ago, their flight attendants union came up with a new strategy to pressure their employer, United Airlines, into giving them the pay raises and concessions they wanted. So what they did is...
All right, tell me when we get back. Sorry for the interruption.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Okay, everybody. Back to Mike in California. Hello.
Hi, thank you, Dennis. As I was saying, there's another important reason I would not fly United Airlines, and that is because their flight attendants union developed and actually used a new technique. It's doing a limited strike that would strand passengers at randomly selected boarding gates in flight. So what they do is they'd have the minimum number of flight attendants necessary, walk off the job for 30 minutes or 60 minutes to cancel the flight. They would do this. They would announce this 30 minutes, I believe it was, or 20 minutes before the flight was supposed to take off, so it was too late to get replacement flight attendants.
How did you learn this? Okay, hold on. How did you learn about this?
From their own website. They even made a video about it. They even trademarked the name. They gave this tactic the name Chaos, and they trademarked
okay.
the name
Okay, I'm going to look that up. I don't know anything about it. No caller has ever lied to me, so I do believe you, but I need to check it. That's very, very disconcerting. Kenny in Woodstock, Georgia. Hello.
Hey, Dennis. Second time we've talked. I was wondering why 2 years ago I didn't watch the NFL. Well, it was Sunday yesterday, and the Falcons were playing Tampa Bay. And I was bored, so I turned on the game. Within 3 plays, back of the tackle, I see the back of the helmet, Black Lives Matter. I turned off the TV and went back to watching the Waltons.
I'm with you. I think it's disgraceful. It's like AOC wearing a tax the rich big message on her dress at the Met Gala. Nothing is not political for the leftist. It is their religion. These are fanatics. Leftists are fanatics. Their message must be spread everywhere, under every circumstance, with no exception. Nothing is to be non-political. Nothing. And yet, I see how many people fill stadiums and watching football games. I mean, part of me sympathizes with them. They so need some normalcy after the draconian, useless, vile, destructive lockdowns. Nevertheless, if they were empty stadiums, they would stop doing it. The players are more interested in money. The owners are more interested in money and fans than they are in Black Lives Matter. But they think they can have both. They can be woke. They can destroy the sport. And people will still attend their games. That's their bet.
The Dennis Prager Show, live from the Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio.